Proclamation number 7939 of 9th of July, 1961. Water contamination warning. The slightest turbidity of the spring water clearly flowing out from me can also cancel its healing power. It can make the water unfit for consumption. It can even endanger a human life if poisonous substances are added to the water. For even the smallest amount is then enough to trigger a devastating effect, which you are all well aware of. And this example should always make you think why I admonish you to draw the water of life from the spring, why I emphasize again and again that you should bend down and draw water where I have opened up a spring from which the living water flows. You should not believe that all water has the same healing power. That every word has the same effect on your souls when it has already been deformed by human additions. When it can no longer be regarded as my ward because it has undergone a change, because it is no longer the same that flowed from the sourcer. And it may not have undergone a change in meaning, but it is human spiritual knowledge at the same moment as it was changed by human beings. And then you can no longer speak of a divine revelation in which you yourselves do not believe, otherwise you would not presume to change it. Accept my gift of grace at the source and know that you will then offer your soul a true refreshment, that you will help your soul to recover, that you can now also continue your pilgrimage on earth strengthened and that you will reach the aim. Because with divine strength you will also be able to master the most difficult descent and need not fear becoming weak and sinking down. My water of life will refresh you again and again as soon as you desire it and sincerely ask me for it. And your soul constantly needs food and drink as long as it stays on earth. It constantly needs my help. For it enters this earth in a weakened state and shall be able to enter the kingdom of the beyond in a mature state when its earthly existence is over. And this earthly progress requires the supply of food and drink, which signifies the offering of my word to it. And therefore I will always be ready to administer this food to it. I will always supply the soul with my word and only require that it willingly listens to me, that it thus goes to the spring and draws from this source, that it drinks the living water which supplies it with everything it needs to mature, to become healthy. For whatever comes forth from me must possess this strength, because I am the source of strength from eternity. From whom all life emerged and from whom all life is also sustained, as it is my will. And therefore you should all seek out the source which is close to you. You shall only turn to me myself and desire from me the water of life. And I will let it flow to each one of you, I will truly not leave out anyone who thirsts for it. And you will not need to make use of a substitute, the sourcer will always be at your disposal, which is accessible to everyone who needs strength for his soul, who wants to let me myself speak to him and who therefore always draws from the sourcer and need not fear any additional human work if I myself can speak to him directly or through my messengers, who present him with the living water as it flows from the source. I have blessed my word with my strength. And you should all make use of this strength, because only the strength of my word helps your soul to mature and therefore I have made the source accessible to you from which the living water flows. Amen.